Hi, Matt. Thanks for coming round just for the purpose of this interview.
Absolutely.
While I try and find the questions, we'll just start with the usual one of what brought you to Island Baptist in the first place.
I guess originally it's the family decision. Growing up in Ireland, I would have been there since probably about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, something like that. So fairly young. But what actually keeps me around now that it's more my decision as to where I go for church, is I find Islam a lot less fake than other churches. I've been to a few of the other big ones around, and I just find them really hard to find God in them. I know that some people do, but I struggle to find any realness in them, and they just feel like a big Jesus show without Jesus actually being there.
So just remember, no editing in this interview.
No editing.
Okay, good,
no.
Yep.
So I find Islam much more real than other churches.
Mm-hmm. You left for a while, didn't you?
That was while I was studying, doing my diploma in youth and community studies, and that ended up becoming like church for me. Praxis did during that time. And what I actually needed on a Sunday morning was a morning off.
Mm.
And for some pastors, they found that impossible to believe.
Mm.
But for me, that time away from church, official Sunday morning church, I have very fond memories and was really refreshing and healing for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you came back. It's good to have you. Do you watch much TV? And have you ever seen the X Factor talent show?
I know of it, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you were going to enter, what would be your talent that you'd demonstrate for all?
X Factor is probably the wrong show for me to go on.
Right.
I have a couple of lame party tricks, but nothing X Factor worthy.
What show would you go on?
I think if there was a show, Tasty Home Cooking.
Ooh.
That would probably be more.
I don't know.
I feel like MasterChef is probably above my level. Whereas just a show where it's just we're going to go and eat delicious home cooking. I think that would be the sort of one which I would excel at.
Excellent. Well, no pressure since you're around for dinner tonight. But yeah. So I don't know if you've ever read anything by Friedrich Buechner. He said vocation is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. What does that look like in your life?
I think for me, it's largely around my youth work, something I feel very called to be working with young people. So there's some amount of that calling in there from God to be working there. But then I've found the more that I do that, I really get a buzz out of seeing not just young people, but people in general develop and grow and see people kind of achieving things that they didn't realise that they could achieve. So when I put that alongside my youth work and also my interests, the stuff which I love to do, when it really comes together nicely when I do a lot of the outdoors stuff and just show young people new hobbies and interests or otherwise in some of the programs which I run. For both young people and parents, just seeing people get that click that, hey, I actually want to change, or I can do this, wow, I didn't realise I had that in me to do this, and really seeing people develop. Yeah, I think that's where my vocation sits around.
Hmm. And you get to see a bit of that.
Yeah, there's the occasional glimpse where the hard work pays off. Sometimes it's a lot of hard work to get there, but yeah, those glimpses of it is definitely something which keeps me going.
Hmm. Do you practice any spiritual disciplines in particular?
I have been trying to keep up at least reading my Bible most days. I'm not a big reader. Something I find reasonably difficult to do, but I feel like that's something which is important. That's been something I've also found pretty difficult lately, So I've gone on to reading a few of Philip Yancey's books, just to kind of get a different take on some of the same stuff rather than just reading the same words over and over. I guess, yeah, just that constantly trying to feed my mind via daily with, you know, some new Christian thought is probably the biggest spiritual tradition or discipline, I guess, that I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any heroes or heroines? Any people you particularly respect?
Yeah, I thought about that one for a while. I was surprised that I didn't have anyone that really jumped to mind. But I kind of, the more I thought about it, the person that really stood out for me was a colleague that I used to work with. He was just a guy that really, he stood by his faith and his values, and he didn't just kind of talk about what he wanted them to be. He really lived them out, even sometimes when I'm sure it kind of costed him personally as well. Yeah, I think just really seeing how well he lives out what he really lives for. Yeah, there's just a real sense of respect, and, you know, any time where wants to share something with me, I feel real honour to be able to take on and learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Great. Do you have any recommendations for the Ireland community in the way of books, movies, hunting equipment, technology, you know, things that we all need to know about?
Oh, jeepers. I'm not sure about things or apps or that sort of thing. I just highly recommend getting out into the outdoors and finding as much of that as you can get into your life.
Great. What special gift do you bring to the Ireland community, do you think?
Special gift do I bring? Yeah, I find that one a wee bit interesting as well. I guess with my line of work being real missional, I often find Ireland to be almost my little sanctuary amongst it all. So sometimes I feel quite selfish, but almost in a need to be selfish sort of way, as Ireland becomes my kind of place to get restored so I can go back and keep putting forward the work which I do throughout the week. But I guess just my personality of I'm the kind of guy that just likes to get things done is something which can certainly be tapped into.
Mm-hmm. Hunting sorts of things or other sorts of things?
All sorts of things.
Yep.
I tend to be a person that if I say I'm going to do something, it tends to happen.
You're reliable.
Yeah.
That is a great gift. Yep. Have you ever done any personality quizzes?
Yep, I've done a few.
Willing to share anything with us?
Strengths Explorer. I have what turns out to be a real interesting mix.
Mm-hmm.
My top five when I did it were discipline, significance, focus, responsibility, and achiever.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've since learnt some of the, well, most of them are some of the lower kind of ones that people end up having, so I'm pretty unique.
Okay.
Especially for someone who works in a people job, to have pretty much top five strengths which don't relate to generally interacting with other people.
Mm-hmm.
As far as actually personality tests in a daily use, I haven't found huge amounts of use, so it's kind of like, oh yeah, that's about what I guessed, sounds like me.
Yeah.
And that's about as far as have you ever actually had any use for them?
So those knowing those strengths didn't help you to think about different ways to use them? Or
that's possibly the fact that those strengths are so organisational and make things happen that in my head I probably already... Well, when I looked at the list of the 34 strengths and I pretty much picked out what they were before I'd done the test or even knew much about StrengthsFinder, so... I don't know, maybe it's just my list of strengths means that they don't actually, the test doesn't actually help all that much.
Right, okay. The Bible tells us that one day there's going to be a new creation and a new earth. What are you most looking forward to when you get there?
I guess my inner 8-year-old says dinosaurs.
Yep. Yep.
That'll be very cool to see some of those. I think just seeing things how they were supposed to be,
uh-huh.
I think that'll be very cool to go back to what was originally intended. Yeah, I think it'll be real interesting to, yeah, a world without the suffering and the pain as we know it, and just everything as God originally intended. I think it'll be beyond comprehension of kind of, I think we know it'll be good, but I think it'll just be so much more amazing than we even expected it to be.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
Mm.
The last question is one from a woman called Barbara Brown Taylor. And she asks us, what's saving your life right now?
Saving my life in what sense?
Could be anything, really. Homebrew beer, theological study.
I guess the thing which has been getting me through just, I don't know, making day-to-day something exciting to go for. I often find this slot in between summer and ski season has often been a bit, what do I do with myself in my own time, and what's gonna, having something separate from work. So this year I've invested in getting a nice winter weight wetsuit and got a new surfboard, which I absolutely love riding. And my surfing, I find it so restorative. It's really been getting me through. It's been so good not to have to finish up as summer finishes up, but now to have the gear to keep going all through winter. That's been helping me get through some of those other times. I just find the surfing's a real space where I can go and just kind of clear my head and think about life as well as doing something physical at the same time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Matt.